ready for it? Welcome to Enchanted, a Taylor Swift podcast. For us three Swifties, this is our holy ground. Every episode will consist of us breaking down a Taylor Swift song based on her lyrics, when she wrote the song, our own connections to the song, and of course, throwing out different theories based on our girl's love of a good Easter egg. Come back, be here every Sunday for a new episode.
Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Enchanted, a Taylor Swift podcast. We are so happy for you coming back and being here because today we're talking about one of our favorite deluxe on the stolen version deluxe songs, Come Back, Be Here. Now, before we get too in-depth with this, I have the argument that I think that this song is about Harry Styles, like at the beginning of their meeting or relationship. I don't know. Just because it talks about London and it talks about flights and it feels like a long distance type relationship, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But I'm curious to know my favorite co-hosts, and I said that plural because they're both my favorite, opinions on who they think it's about, because we don't really have any answers, or if they think it's about anyone at all. So Christina, Meredith, feel free to jump in here.
I really don't know. I mean, I don't disagree with your Harry Styles theory, but I also don't know if I want to speculate, because I feel like so many people, especially at this point in her career, were just speculating about who she was with and what she was doing and all of these things that I just feel like I just have to do solidarity girl power. Just be like, you can write, I don't care who this is about.
It's not listed as any of the songs she wrote about him on the internet. So,
okay.
So the internet's got to be right.
The internet does all the research. I just go and look at what they research.
You know what's going to happen? This episode's going to blow up. And somebody's going to be like, this Cody kid said that it's about Harry Styles. So that's what it's about. And then like all these people are going to be like, yay, Cody, for finally figuring it out. And I'm going to be like, then I'm going to take Meredith's approach. And I'm going to say, well, we shouldn't really like speculate what a song's about, because it's really just coming from the artist. And we really just need to empower that artist and let her kind of form her own words and stuff and let the music speak for itself. So that's just, I hate to start off the podcast like that, I guess, but I just have to say that because I can't find it anywhere, but I just feel like that's true.
Looking up on Meredith and I's favorite lyric website, genius.com, looking up just some of the lyrics, it says this lyric referring to nonchalant, possibly could be a hint towards Zac Efron. So maybe Zac Efron's in the mix. So, you know, it could be anyone at this point. Could be anyone.
Okay, well, I strongly disagree with that one. But, you know, we'll let it be. Let's jump into this song just a little bit, because
Meredith looks so disgusted by this.
Well, because it makes me think about that time that when Zach and Taylor were on the Ellen show and Ellen was like, you guys are a couple, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, stop. Don't force that narrative on them.
I love Zac Efron, but like, what?
Yeah. See, it says, as in an interview, Taylor played nonchalant when she was asked if she was dating Zac Efron.
Because they were both in the Lorax together. They were both the voice actors in the Lorax. And so everybody shipped them together. Because obviously, the last movie she was in before that was Valentine's Day and Taylor Lautner. And then that's how that whole, everybody just assumed that when Taylor Swift was in a movie that she would fall in love with her co-star. And that's not the freaking case, is it?
No.
And that's why we don't assume things.
Unless she's in love with James Corden. And so that would make sense. No, I'm just kidding.
If anybody from Cats, it better be Idris Elba.
She's in love with the London boy. She wrote a song about being in love with the London boy after Cats. So
I wonder who she'd love in The Giver, because she had a quick little stint in The Giver.
She did. Anyway.
Anyway,
this song.
That was all for fun, guys. Don't take any of it serious.
Yeah. So Come Back, Be Here to the topic at hand. So I really like this song just because it's, I think it's just fun. I think, you know, I think when you're in a long distance relationship, maybe this does play a bigger role. I feel like the song would play a big role in a long distance relationship. Granted, I think me and Caleb, we were about 3 hours apart when I went home for the summer, like the first year we started dating. So that I think that's the closest I can feel to a long distance relationship, I think. So I'm curious if you all have the same vibe, if it gives you a different vibe or anything of that nature.
I just like the, I mean, I like the song itself, but I really feel like the music, like the notes, the instruments add a whole other level to this. Not that they don't in her other songs, but I feel like that's almost what I'm most drawn to with this song. I don't know. I'm sorry if you can hear my dog Peanut whining behind me, but
Peanut really feels the emotions of this song.
She does. She's feeling it.
No, this song to me, it's very like telling of celebrity culture because they go away on like world tours, or like Taylor would go on a world tour. Wow, that was hard. Or when you're filming on set and like on location in another area, that's why I think this could be anybody, that you are apart from that person, but then even bringing it just down out of celebrity world into normal everyday person world, whenever maybe you do go home for vacation or for the summer in college, or even if like your job takes you away for a little bit, or even at the beginning of a relationship where you have to split up for the night because it's a faux pas to just automatically move in and you have to be apart and all of that. Like, I think that whole mentality of come back, be here can really fit into any of those, whether it's long distance down the street from each other when you're just starting out, things like that.
I was going to say, I almost wonder if this doesn't actually have to be about her personal experience, but maybe what she witnessed as a bystander for the celebrities that she was around and watching them constantly saying goodbye to their families, their kids, or the fact that she's just trying to encompass what it's like, no matter what state of a relationship you're in, you know, that it's so hard to say goodbye, even if it is just for a night, depending on that level of comfort and
infatuation.
Yeah. With somebody.
But all right, back on State of Grace, the beginning of this journey, I said there was at least two songs where I feel like she really on this album manifested Joe. And the first one was State of Grace, when talking about Four Blue Eyes. And the second one is this one. And the song, if you listen to False God, talking about how she, you know, would fly to London and crawl into his bed, or he would fly to New York. And then you like look at this song back from 2012. It's like, what? I swear she manifested Joe through some of these songs, especially this one, because it's talking about how she's in New York and he's in London, and that's not fair, and that they're split. And so that's just my universe theory, is that it was this song and State of Grace from this album that helped manifest Joe. And I can't wait to now dig into 1989 to see what she manifested out of that one. Not that we're doing that next, but when we get there.
I'm looking at, I think it's the first verse, where she says one last kiss, then catch your flight. And I feel like I'd have to look this up, but I just didn't want to take the time. In the song Last Kiss on the Speak Now album, mm-hmm. I feel like this is like similar vibes. I know that Last Kiss there is
the end of the relationship.
You didn't realize, yeah, you didn't realize that it was the last kiss per se. Mm-hmm. But almost like to reuse that phrase, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not the last kiss for your relationship or forever, but it's like the one thing that you have to hold on to until you're reunited.
I'm still just like gobsmacked because I genuinely believe that Joe Alwyn is not like a real person. He was just formed out of the dirt and like just created. And so because it's true. Like that's it. Oh God.
It's the invisible string.
Well, okay. But you see, here's the thing. The lyric that I was going to point out is, this is falling in love in the cruelest way.
Oh, dude, that's such a good lyric.
And when I hear that lyric now, I go, cruel summer. And because that's where my brain goes. But I could never, like, I was like, okay, well, that's not enough to really tie them together. But Christina, everything that you just said, yeah, I don't think Joel Alwyn was actually like born. I think that he was just created from dirt and just formed. And now like she literally formed her perfect man. And that's what she did. That's what I'm going to believe. And they can show me the birth certificate. They can do whatever they want to do, but I don't care. I'm a Fox News host when it comes to Joel Alwyn, let me tell you.
You could show me the sonogram. I don't believe that shit. It could be anybody.
Nope.
It's all fake news.
She believed him and he just magically appeared. Oh my God.
You know, it's that delicate beginning rush. And then we have a song called Delicate. Throwing it out there.
It's just so.
Here's the thing that I will say. I agree with you that she did manifest Joe Alwyn in this song. What I will also say, let me think of how I need to form the sentence before I just start rambling out loud. I think that Taylor has taken steps. That's not going to come out right. I think she has realized that instead of saying, come back, be here, she's like, okay, you're going to London. Well, then I'm going with you. Okay, you want an apartment in wherever? Okay, well, I'll get the apartment next to it. Like, I want to spend time with you, so I'm going to make this work. And to me, that's where I've seen the growth from 2012 to 20, like the 10-year growth from then to now. That's where I see the growth. But yeah, I'm still just kind of gobsmacked by the fact that Joe Alwyn isn't a real person. So.
Jody will now forever be a non-believer that he is a breathing born human.
She just got tired of like people pissing her off, so she was like, I'm just gonna create my own lover. And she did, and she wrote an album about it.
Wow, that puts Lover, the song, into like a whole new perspective.
It should put the whole album into perspective when you think about it, because it's nice to have a friend. She didn't have a real friend, so she just created one.
This is taking a turn. And you can follow us on Instagram for more of Cardi C's musings and conspiracy theories about Joe Alwyn.
Okay, in all realness, because I know how this stuff goes, I'm joking. I'm very much joking. So if you think I'm being serious, then just, you don't understand satire in the slightest. So I promise you, I'm just joking. I'm sure that Joe Alwyn is a real person. I'm about 98% sure. Just that 2%. 2%. Anyways, I do like that we have a nod to New York in this song. I did want to point that out because I was like, I love this. You know, we always, somehow New York is always thrown in to a Taylor Swift song. And
it was a huge part of her life moving from Tennessee to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of think, because this was on the deluxe version of the Stolen album, it's kind of a knock, not all the way there, but just a knock to 1989. Like, hey, you don't know what era we're about to enter, but it's a damn good one. So I think that that's kind of funny that, you know, this isn't the last song on the deluxe album, but it's the next to last one. Mentions New York, 1989, starts off with Welcome to New York. So to me, that's kind of mm-hmm. poetry in its sense.
Absolutely.
I wish this was the last song on the deluxe version, but that's for the next episode. So
don't look at me. Anyway. Yeah. What do we think? Do we stumble through the long goodbye of this episode and jump into ratings?
Let's do it.
I would like to start with a strong 12. I know everyone's already gobsmacked, and I said that 3 times on this podcast, but I'm just really feeling that word today. I know we've done 3 13s in a row. So I'm going to give this a 12 because I cannot put Come Back Be Here on the same level of The Moment I Knew, Starlight.
All Too Well.
And Begin Again and All Too Well. I can't put that there. But what I can say is it's a very strong 12 and it's very good. I think the issue for me is what Christina brought up is that it's very like, to me, a celebrity aspect type song that I can to a point relate to, but then sometimes it just gets a little bit too far. So Meredith, I'm curious to know your rating.
You know, I think my initial reaction was like an 11.5/12, if you want to like round it up. Again, I really like the music. I think she does an excellent job again of just taking you through the, not angst, but the ups and downs of feeling you're constantly separated from your person. But yeah, it's not one of the ones that you mentioned deserves that 13.
All right. I'll be the bad guy. I'm going to give it a 10.
Hot damn.
Outside of the bridge lyrics that you talked about, Cardi C, the, this is falling in love in the cruelest way. The song just, I mean, it paints a picture. You can kind of connect to it. I love the idea of that, like this song, you know, She Manifested Joe from, but it's one of those songs where I'm like, when it comes on and unless I'm just letting the album play, then I'll let it play. But it's one of those songs I just kind of like gloss over. So a solid 10.
Well, here is a super tease for the next episode. Let me tell you guys, this next episode, you're going to want to be here. So come back and be here because girl at home, let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of talking about the girl at home. So come back and be here next week and we hope you have a great rest of your week.
This episode was sparkling. Don't you let it go. We are just as excited to meet and connect with you as you are to meet and connect with the one and only Taylor Swift herself. So go follow us on Instagram @EnchantedPod and tell us your theories, favorite songs, and so much more. See you there.